You've tried it all. You've written all your content from scratch, bought tons of templates, and even used ChatGPT. But month after month, your content feels sporadic, inconsistent, and lacks the conversions you're hoping for. There's good news. I have a spot open for retainer copywriting services. With a retainer, I'll write, plan, and strategize your content every single month. From weekly emails to long-form content to quarterly launches, this is your chance to ditch content overwhelm and pass off copywriting for good. If you're interested, head to the show notes or submit an inquiry at therelevantcollective.com. When you're launching, it's easy to know what to say to your email subscribers. You're promoting your launch. But what about in between your launches? What do you say, and how do you keep your audience engaged? That's what we're going to be diving into on today's episode.
Being an online business owner is full of ups and downs. Some days you can't imagine going back to your 9-to-5, and other days you want to burn your whole business to the ground. We get it.
Welcome to Chaos to Conversions, a podcast of practical, no BS strategies to grow your online business. Each week we're chatting about launching, copywriting, mindset, and more, so you can make sense of the chaos and do more of what works.
Join the conversation and let's grow together.
Welcome back to Chaos to Conversions. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do in that time period between your launches. We've talked about this on a previous episode before, like exactly what launching is. I've mentioned this before, but I consider a launch anything where you're promoting any paid product, or it could technically be a free thing, right? Like a free webinar, but you're specifically promoting something for a designated period of time. Usually like a week to 2 weeks is how long we see launches go on. This can be quarterly, right? You could do a quarterly workshop. It could be twice a year. It could even be once a year, where you're like doing a membership that only opens once a year. How prestigious of you. So what we often get into the trap of a lot of times, and I see it often in my own inbox with the emails that I get, is that people will pop in when it's time to sell something. That's easy, right? We think of marketing, we think sales. Of course, it's Black Friday. I'm going to pop in your inbox. Hey, I'm launching my membership. Going to pop in your inbox. But that's actually not the best way to have the most successful sales in your business. And marketing is not just about sales. Marketing has a whole funnel to it. And this could be something that I dive heavily into on another episode, but just give a quick overview. I like to think of the marketing funnel as three different sectors. You have the top of funnel, which is like awareness, discovery, when people are just getting to know you and your brand. The middle of the funnel, where people are getting interested in you. They're following along. They might sign up for your email list or follow you on social media. They might even message with you. And then the bottom of the funnel is when people actually become customers. So obviously, during our launches, we're most specifically speaking to our bottom of funnel, middle of funnel people, right? Those who are warmed up and ready to go. But what about in between the launches, right? Because again, we're not selling anything at this time. It can be like, well, what am I supposed to send them? The whole point of this is to move people towards the bottom of your funnel in between your launches. Because if you just totally ghost your email list between your launches, or you just start willy-nilly sending emails that don't really make any sense, you're not really targeting like any objections or any, you're not providing value to them, right? They may not be getting warmed up. So then the next time you launch, you're like, where'd everybody go? Why is no one buying anything? Well, everyone's still stuck at that top of funnel or the middle of the funnel. They haven't moved down. You haven't provided the information, the value that they need. You haven't moved them past the awareness stage, so on and so forth. So that's what we're going to talk about. I'm kind of calling this part right here, getting the strategy right. Okay. So in between your launches, we're not just trying to fill up space. We're not going to ghost our email. Instead, what we're going to do is think of this period like a pre-launch. And we'll talk more specifically about exactly what pre-launch is in the next episode. Melanie and I will sit down and talk about that. But technically, anything between your launches can be pre-launch. This doesn't mean you're talking about your offer again and again and again. That's going to get really old for your audience. But it's like the warming up. You can think of it as like your launch foreplay, okay? You're getting your audience warmed up and ready to go so that when you are in their inbox again and you are selling to them, they're not like, who is this lady and what does she want from me? They're like, oh yeah, I've been hearing a lot from her. She's been showing up with so much great stuff. I want to buy this, or at least I want to get to know what this offer is, and maybe I'll think about buying it in the future. So let's dive into some of those do's and don'ts, what you should or should not do in that in-between period of your launches. So let's start with the don'ts because it's a pretty short list. The do's kind of cover the major stuff here. I talked about some of these things briefly already, but let's go ahead and cover it right here. One of the big don'ts is that you don't want to ghost your list. This is probably the biggest no-no that I could give you about emailing or marketing in general, is that you don't want to just ghost people and show back up whenever you're ready to sell. That's just not an effective strategy. Again, because if we're only showing up when it's time for us to sell something, we haven't actually spent any time warming up our audience and getting them familiar with us and our products and why they should buy from us. We need to give them a reason. Okay, we're not Target. We're not Old Navy. People don't just walk in the doors and go, great, I want a shirt. Like, we do have to do some convincing here. We also don't want to send emails willy-nilly with no plan. Sometimes you can just send a willy-nilly email. I'm honestly not opposed to that, especially right after a launch period. I always tell my clients, like, give your email subscribers a little breather. Like, maybe just send something fun, maybe a fun blog, maybe a fun little, I don't know, catch up with you type email. And I think that's totally fine. I'm not saying that every single email has to be like on point, AM every single time. Sometimes you want to just send something that just builds connections and helps them get to know you a little bit better. And hopefully you can also get to know them a little bit better. So I'm not opposed to that, but not every single email between your launches should be willy-nilly, no plan. I'm just throwing things together that I think my audience is going to like. You really need to actually consider, and we'll talk about this in the do section, what does my audience need to hear from me right now so that when I am ready to sell again next time, they're ready to go? You also don't want to continue to just sell between your launches. Obviously, especially if you have a longer time between your launches, maybe only launch once a year or every 6 months, then yeah, you're going to have a lot of time to fill in between those launches, right? So you're going to be selling your products. You might be talking about other small things that you do or other smaller services, and that's totally fine. That doesn't mean you never sell again between your launches. What it does mean is that you don't want every single email that you send between your launches to be something that you're selling. You especially don't want every single email to be between your launches talking about the thing that you're going to be launching. Hey, if I finish a workshop and I'm immediately like, hey, I have another workshop coming up in 3 months, and everything I send from that moment on is just about that, it's going to really wear people out. And I would even argue that doesn't do a lot of warming up. That just gets people a little bit annoyed. Doesn't mean you can't mention it. Doesn't mean you can't say, hey, this is coming, but you don't want that to be the focus of all of your emails. Okay, let's talk more about the do's. What should you do between your launches? And there's a lot going on here, so I'm going to try to break it down super simple. The first thing is that you always want to use data to make really informed marketing decisions. So after any sort of launch, I always recommend that you look at the data, who joined, who didn't, where's your audience sitting at, what's their pain points, their desires, doing some of that market research, looking at how your emails performed, and making informed decisions from that point forward. If you missed episode 4, where we talked about market research, I highly recommend going to that one. I always tell my clients to do market research before and often after launches to gather information from their clients and their customers. So that's definitely an episode you want to tune into. Of course, you also want to stay consistent with your emails. I mentioned this in the note. You don't want to just ghost your email list whenever you're done launching. I know launching is really emotionally draining, physically draining, all of those things. So that's, again, where you can send some more low maintenance emails for a week or two, just trying to also give your audience a little bit of a break, but you want to continue to show up in their inbox. The last thing that you want is to be, you know, 2 weeks after launch, you're just not popping back in and now people are like, oh, wait, who are you? What are you doing in my inbox again? We want to stay top of mind with people. So another thing I really recommend doing between your launches is to bring new people into your sphere, into your audience. So again, going back to that marketing funnel, if we don't continuously bring in new people, we're talking about a funnel, right? Which means that obviously we're going to have the majority of our audience is at the top. They're in the awareness phase. And as we go down, we're going to start losing some people. Not everyone in our audience is going to become customers. That's just the reality of things. So we have to bring in new people into our sphere, into our audience to warm them up for our next launch. So this is a great time between launches to collaborate with people who have similar niches or audiences as you. This is a great time to run ads, to promote freebies online, anything that's going to get people onto your list so that you can warm them up before your next launch is a great do between launches. I also highly recommend that any emails that you send in this time, you're really strategic about it. So again, we talked about market research, talked about staying consistent. I want you to take that information that you collect from that market research, and I want you to use it to create your emails your long-form content, things like that. So inside of that market research, you can ask about maybe why didn't they join? You can ask maybe what are some of their top concerns about XYZ topic? What are they looking for? What are their desires? What are they struggling with right now? And then you can create content around that. You can also use this time period to just kind of tease a little bit about what might be going on inside of your workshop or your membership or whatever it is that you launch. Your service too would also fit in here. So you can share testimonials. You can do case studies. You can mention someone's success with a product or offer. You're not saying, hey, go buy this. But you're just mentioning what's happening. Again, it's getting people to think about it. And it's kind of creating a little bit of that. And I hate to say like FOMO because I don't believe in just getting people to do things because of FOMO, but it creates that idea of like, oh, wow, like I see that. That's a transformation that I want. That's the kind of result that I want. So I'm interested now to learn a little bit more about this. Of course, top of line, a thing that you always want to make sure you do when you're being strategic and you're planning out these emails is provide value. The number one way, in my opinion, that you're going to take someone from a cold subscriber or a cold person in your audience and move them towards someone who wants to buy from you and wants to invest in your services is by providing value. People want to know that their money is going to go towards something that's going to help them. I don't want to join a membership where I'm questioning if I'm going to get something out of it. I don't want to invest in someone's services where I'm not sure that I'm going to benefit from it. So if you can provide value in your free stuff, if people can grab a freebie from you, read a blog from you, read an email from you, and walk away with something and be like, wow, that actually was really helpful. Imagine then what they could get if they did invest in you. I think that's just an overall great business strategy, is making sure that you're showing up with something important, something of value that people can walk away with. The last thing that I think is a great to-do in between your launches is to promote a waitlist. Again, this can be really subtle. It can be in the PS of your emails or just a little mention inside of an email saying like, hey, by the way, coming up, I'm going to be launching my workshop, my membership. I'm going to be talking about this new service. If you want to be the first to know when I am launching this, go ahead and join the waitlist. This helps you kind of do some pre-research on who's interested, who is warmed up to this idea. And if your marketing efforts in between your launches are effective and people, like I said, are interested. Okay, let's do a quick recap about what we've talked about here in this episode. Whether you're launching workshops or services, I highly recommend that you get those things on your calendar and then make a solid plan for in between your launches. Focus on nurturing, providing value, and bringing new people into your audience, and find ways to address their concerns and objections so that when you are going to launch next time, they are ready to buy from you. If you need help with this in-between launch content, I have two ways that we can work together. The first is as a retainer client of mine. This is what I do with a lot of my retainers month after month, is I help them generate value-packed content and emails to send to their subscribers. Currently, I have a waitlist for my retainer and I have some spots that may be potentially opening in May of 2024. So if you would like to be the first to know, head to the show notes and join the retainer waitlist. You can also sign up for a content plan VIP day where I spend an entire day focused just on you. We'll kick off the day with a 60-minute call talking over the kind of content you want me to plan for you. And then I'll spend the rest of the day creating a 30 to 45-day customized content plan, outlining your long-form content, your short-form content, emails, pillar content pieces, and more. I can also even help you plan your launch. I'll also put this content plan inside your preferred project management platform like Monday or Notion. I'll even help you create an implementation plan so that you can utilize an existing team if you have one to make your launch run smoothly. Thanks for joining me on today's episode, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining the conversation today. If you want to learn more about how we can work together on email marketing, launch copy, or content planning, head to therelevantcollective.com. I'll meet you back here next Tuesday for more practical strategies to take your business from chaos to conversions.